The opinions expressed in this program reflect only those of the participants and are not necessarily those of the sponsors, management, or staff of WTBQ Radio or FST Broadcasting Corporation. WTBQ,
good morning and welcome to Health Matters. Why? Because your health does matter. My name is Peter Fella. I'm the Director of Education at A&T Healthcare. Joining me this morning is my wife, Ann Fella, who's the Regional Director of Patient Services and the Director of Quality Assurance at A&T Healthcare. Ann, could you give our listening audience at WTBQ a rousing good morning?
Good morning, everyone. It's great to be here.
And we are feeling all right. What are we talking about today? Well, what we are talking about today is that the month of November is Home Healthcare Month. So we will be talking, hopefully we get a couple of call-ins that will be telling us about their experiences with home care and our different employees. But that's what we'll be talking about. That will be our program. Let me just tell you something very briefly about A&T Healthcare. We're a home healthcare agency with offices in Newburgh, Kingston, Mount Kisco, New Jersey, and New York City. Our corporate office is in New City, and we at A&T were very honored, as I always say, to be a part of your Thursday mornings at 10 o'clock on Health Matters. We take this very seriously. We're always want to give all the information that's necessary. And as I say, it's not a contentious or confrontational program, but it is engaging, informative. And I always do my best to make sure that it is entertaining, that you can learn something and enjoy it at the same time. Okay, we do accept any, if anyone has any questions or comments that they may want to make, we certainly have that. We will take your calls. The phone number would be 845-651-1110. That's 845 area code 651-1110, and I'm doing it much better, Ann, instead of that 11110.
Okay.
I was getting it wrong, but frankly, I'm always learning. As I say, we're budding radio stars. So before we get started with the program, a lot of things are going on in the month of November, but it is also, and I think we touched on it briefly last week, is that it's Movember. And what it is that you, all the men out there, I know Dan has his, he started a lot earlier than I did, but the men out there should grow mustaches, and the purpose of it is just to acknowledge the certain health issues that pertain to men. Let me give you some statistics, which they have from CDC, as to men's health issues. The first one is that prostate cancer is the second most common cancer in men. The other one is testicular cancer is the most common cancer in young men, 15 to 34. It's always upsetting when you think something like that could afflict someone so young. And they're also saying that one in four adults in the United States will experience a mental problem in a given year, mental health problem in a given year. And then the last one, and this is what we're always trying to promote on Health Matters, is about half or 53% of the American men meet the federal guidelines for physical activity, meaning that 47% are not meeting it for physical guidelines for physical activity. The purpose of this is that just let people know about it. I know the little joke I'm having is that I'm facially hair challenged. I look like it's all white, and I think Taylor was looking at me. She looked at me. She said, "Did Peter not wipe his mouth after he had his glass of milk this morning?" But anyway, the purpose of it is that you just acknowledge it, and if people ask you, "Oh, you're growing a mustache," you really should start talking about it. Really, is because of men's health.
Well, so at least this year I knew ahead of time. It took me about a week last year, and I said, "You growing a mustache?"
Okay, and also there's a toy drive.
Yes, Ann, do you want to talk about that? There's a toy drive going on here with the Knights of Columbus at WTBQ. So, now through the holidays, stop by, drop something off.
Okay, and that's always important. As you know, we're on Facebook. We want you to keep following us on Facebook, and any ideas that you have, and all our radio programs are recorded. They're archived, so if you see a topic that may be relevant to you, it is something that you could give us a call, and you can listen to it as it's been pre-recorded. Okay, so this morning, Ann, we're going to talk about it's Home Healthcare Month.
Yes, it is. It's Home Healthcare Month, and we want to celebrate our employees at A&T Healthcare and all home healthcare employees and recognize them for the work that they do. It is not an easy job, but it's something that we are proud of and very proud of our employees, and special thank you to our new graduating class.
Yes, we had a new graduating class from Newburgh, right in our backyard.
There were six?
Yes, there were six.
Six students in that class?
My joke is, I always say to them when I teach a class, is that how many of you had the George Foreman grill, and they all raised their hand. And I remember the infomercial, and George Foreman would say is that what happens is that my signature is on that grill. If it was not good, I wouldn't put my signature there. And I always tell my classes that it's the same idea, that I have to certify to the state that you were competent, that you did it. And I always say when you leave here, it says trained by Peter Fellow, so they know that. It's always there. And I still, that's one of the running jokes that we have. But it is a serious commitment, and it is our employees are very committed. And that's what makes the agency so great. A&T Healthcare was so great because of our employees and our management, our bosses, and everyone. But it's a whole thing, and you really have to be committed. As Ann and I always say, this is a very special field to work in. It's a field where not for everyone can do that. You have to be compassionate, caring, and a lot of special attributes that you need. But if you're able to do it and you do have them, it can just be a very fulfilling profession. And we're very happy and pleased with it.
Right. And one of the things we always talk about when we're talking about home health care is that where would you want to heal? You'd want to heal at home. So you want to be at home, and services can be provided in your home so that you can stay there and heal and improve and get back to normal. If you know, it's a temporary situation, of course, if it's a chronic problem, there's someone that can come into your home and help take care of you for as long as you need it.
So, right, and there's a lot of a lot of things that are said. I know so often when I do a trade show or something like that, or sponsoring it, and I say, I work for A&T Healthcare, and we're a home healthcare agency, and I love our commercials that were seen down on Channel 12. And the first response many people say is, they say, well, gee, I don't need home care. I don't need home care. I'm glad I don't need it. And I can say, well, sure. It's not something that you plan on needing, but sometimes things happen, as the saying
That's
goes.
True.
Things happen. Mm-hmm. And, that could be something I know with the young adults, that if they had any kind of accidents or injury. I know the skiing season is going to be coming upon us. And
Skateboarding. Bike. I mean, we have taken care of, we've given physical therapy in the home for, young people healing from injuries, and that's a temporary, service, but it is available, and a lot of insurances do cover these things. So, you have to bear that in mind. Sometimes, if you have an injury and you can't get out every day to go to physical therapy, it is something that could happen in your home. I know that's going to happen in our home.
In our home, that's right. I have my big surgery. I'm having a knee replacement done. And, afterwards, I want to get out of the hospital as soon as I can and get in my home. I want to get in my home. And so often what they're saying is that, healthcare, practitioners, they always maintain that the home is the best place for a patient to heal, because you're in the environment which you know about. You see the things around you that make you happy and pleased. And, there's it's just an important part that you want to get out. And as we've talked so much about, even with the our other shows about the multi-resistant antibiotics that are so prevalent in hospitals, well, you have less of an opportunity of being exposed to something like that if you are, in fact, in your home.
Oh, absolutely. You definitely want to get out of the hospital as soon as you can.
Okay.
But, if you have someone, an elderly parent or someone who's chronically ill in your home, and having a little extra help in the home of a home health aide to help do some of the activities of daily living, light housekeeping, even laundry and things like that, it helps a caregiver have time to take care of themselves, the other members in their family. Sometimes, we talked about the sandwich generation.
Yes.
So, there are young children that you're raising, and then you have a parent that you need to take care of, and having a home care aide, a home health aide to help makes a big difference for you, because it will lighten your load a little bit, lighten your burden, and give you some of the support that you need. And there's always a nurse involved, and she also will help, or he will help assess whether or not what services you need and what other resources might be available to you in the community.
And it's always going to be available. You're listening to Health Matters. My name is Peter Fella from A&T Healthcare. And when we come back, we will be talking more about the benefits and the importance of having home care services in our healthcare delivery system.
Are you an RN or an LPN, caregiver or aide, and want to be part of a first-class, full-service home healthcare agency? Then call A&T Healthcare at 845-638-4342. High standards of care from pediatric to adult patients need your TLC. You are dependable, compassionate, honest, and sensitive to the needs of others. Whether you are highly skilled or wanting to learn, A&T has the finest training program in the tri-state area. And if you'd like to be part of the number one home health care agency that makes a difference every day in so many lives, then call A&T Healthcare at 845-638-4342 today or visit at-healthcare.com.
Hi, this is Mary Ulrich with Cornell Cooperative Extension in Orange County, inviting you to join me and your Orange County farmers on Farm Talk every Wednesday at 12 noon, where you will learn everything agriculture on WTBQ, radio worth listening to.
Hi, this is Dr. David Leach, the superintendent of the Warwick Valley Central School District and host of Your Schools. Listen every Monday at 12 noon to learn what's happening in your schools right here on WTBQ, radio worth listening to.
WTBQ. Welcome back. Welcome back to Health Matters. My name is Peter Fella, Director of Education at A&T Healthcare, and joining me is my wife, Ann Fella, who's the Regional Director of Patient Services at A&T Healthcare. As you know, the month of November is Home Health Care Month, and that's where we're celebrating it. We're giving a big shout-out to our employees, and we have a caller. Good morning, and welcome to WTBQ. May I have your first name, and where are you calling from?
Hi, Peter. This is Margaret.
Oh, Margaret. Hi, Margaret.
Hey, Peter. It's Tom Babbage.
Oh, Margaret. Oh, okay. Oh,
Margaret. Hi, Margaret and Tom.
Margaret and Tom. Oh, good morning. Good morning.
Hi, guys.
Oh, really? Thank you so much. Oh, this is great. Thank you so much for calling in. As you know, we are celebrating Home Health Care Month. And really, what we'd really like to do is just why don't you tell the history about A&T, and also one of the things that I've always been stressing about this, and I always said this about your mother, is that she was a visionary, is that so often now the healthcare paradigm is that it's shifting from being discharged from the hospital into the home setting, and A&T has been in business, what, over 31 years now, correct?
Yes, 31 years. 1984, my mother started the business with a partner. And they both were nurses, and they decided that it was very important to have a home care company that could allow people to come home instead of staying in facilities where they would be by themselves and they wouldn't be in the comfort of their own homes. So they both started the business in 1984, and they started with a small office in New City.
Okay,
and
wow.
Then grew. As we service patients, they asked us to grow and move into different counties. Now we have an office in Orange County, one in New York City, one in Westchester, one in Kingston. So there's a lot of growth that's gone on throughout the 31 years that we've been in business.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And that's all attributed, I always have to say, really, as far as the leadership and just the quality of care that A&T provides, okay? If you're around, this is a tough business. It's a very competitive business, and you have to be good to maintain it. And the fact that we're growing is that we are doing something right, and that's what's important. And I think we always talk about, it's home health care with dignity. And what's our mantra, Tom? What is it? We treat our patients like
their family. Like their family. And that's what my mother was always stated with all of us, is that if we treat every patient like a family member, that we'll never have a problem.
That's right. That's a good mantra.
And
when my mother started the business, she was a nurse in the hospital setting, and she saw a lot of patients that were by themselves and they were dying alone. And because of there were so many people in the hospital that needed to be taken care of, it was difficult for her to spend one-on-one time with
wow.
those people.
Right.
So she decided to do the home care business because she felt that then in the home they would get that individual care, one-on-one care. So she felt that, there was a need. And she definitely, was right, because it's just the home care industry has grown over the years.
Oh, it certainly has.
No, and
she always was an advocate that said, She always said that all of the people that work for us are the most important people, every one of them.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, from the home health aide all the way up to the directors and the supervisors, everybody has a part of that wheel that makes the home care agency turn and spin.
And that's why Home Care Month is so important, so that people get acknowledged for everything they do, because the person out there in the home is affecting the lives of not only the patient, but also their families who are able to work and like continue taking care of their families, also like their children. With the sandwich generation, it's very difficult because you're caring sometimes for your parents and you're also caring for your children as well as yourself. And you're trying to hold down a job.
That's one thing.
And without great employees like yourself and Ann and everybody else that works at the A&T family, there's no way we could do it on our own, Peter.
Thank you, Tom.
Really, no, and that's right. And with the leadership
we're only as good as the people that work for us.
Absolutely.
We really enjoy working at A&T Healthcare, and I see a lot of happy employees every day.
Yes.
And speak to a lot of very happy patients and family members who are very pleased with the services that are provided.
But that was interesting what you just said about with your mother's, that she had saw firsthand with people that were dying alone or they were by themselves. And as we all know, it's very involved to go visit someone in the hospital, you know, but never mind about the parking. You have to go here. You have to go here. There's no privacy.
Visiting hours.
Visiting hours are here.
Other people are involved, so you don't have one-to-one time with your family member.
Yeah.
But, of course, staying in the comfort of your home, your family can come and visit any time.
Yeah, she tells a story. I remember my mom used to tell me a story about a man that she used to take care of, and there was no family there for the man. And she used to sit with him at night when she went in and try to give him a little extra care, you know, and it meant so much to him, you know. And it's always the little things in life that mean so much, you know.
That one-to-one bedside nursing, you know, can be provided so easily in the home.
Absolutely.
And I know I always stress this. We were just talking about, I just had a class that had graduated, and I always said that one of the cornerstones to a successful home healthcare agency is the employees, that when we have the training classes, that we know what our standard is and we keep reinforcing it. And I always say to them is that you have to be able to connect with the patient. You're in their home. And I said, if you can give the best bed, bath, the best transfer, but you're not connecting, by connecting, I mean, being a part, like, hi, how are you? What are we doing today? Letting them be part of their care, keeping them engaged as far as like with their activities, improving the activities of life. That has so much more of a better outcome. And that's one of the key things about home health care is that when you're, the outcome is better. When you're discharged from a hospital, you're less likely to be readmitted back into the hospital because you have like the proper, you know, things that are in order at that particular time in the home setting so that you're less likely to be readmitted.
Well, and it's so important, too, that most of these patients, they look forward to their aide coming and getting them ready for the day, mm-hmm. making sure that they're bathed and they're dressed and that mm-hmm. the area where they live is kept clean and that they have their meals prepared. You know, they look forward to seeing their aides or their nurses coming in to take mm-hmm. care of them because they're able to, like, have a good, like, you know, situation.
Right.
Absolutely.
And those aides and nurses become part of that family. I mean, I always say that once you have an aide that comes in or a nurse that comes in, that aide or nurse becomes part of that family.
Yeah,
they absolutely do.
And we've seen that so many times, time and time again,
and
you know, throughout
had,
the years.
We've had.
I mean, we've been doing. Me and Margaret have been doing this. Margaret's been doing it for 32 years. I've been doing it for 30 years,
right.
And it's you know, it's something that we really love doing. Right.
And we've had patients for many years. I know I'm new to the agency, but I've been told, I know Margaret has told me about people that we've taken care of since they were young children and now they're adults. So,
right.
You know,
some of the children that we've taken care of, we've brought them all the way through high school to graduate mm-hmm. and then have taken them to college.
To college as well.
Wow.
And,
yeah.
You know,
that's really important that they didn't have to grow up in a facility, but they were able to stay in their own home, go to college, go to high school, go to college, and then go out into the world with the assistance of their nurses.
Mm-hmm.
And it really makes a huge difference because then they're able to stay with their siblings and their family and have a a relatively normal life.
Right, a very good quality of life.
No, and it's always important, like even with the instructions that are given, is that, you know, if something is affecting one person in the family, it impacts on all of them. And sometimes, I've always said this, is that you always have to pay attention that sometimes the caregivers think, wait, this comes with the turf. I'm not supposed to eat properly. I'm not supposed to sleep the right amount of time, that this is what has to be done. And that's totally wrong, because what then happens is they can become sicker than the person that they're caring for. And that's really where home health care can come in, just to make sure that they're not in any, you know, that they're seeing what's going on, or things that should be, you know, corrected.
Absolutely.
We want
to thank you guys for doing all that you do, and thank the whole A&T family.
That's right.
And tell everybody that we could never do it without them.
Thank you, Tom.
Tom, thank you.
All right.
That's
nice
wonderful.
Nice to talk to you guys.
Nice
and,
to talk to you, too.
And really, thank you for calling. And again, health matters, and that's what's important. That's what we're here. We're celebrating Home Health Care Month. Great.
Yes, we are.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tom and Margaret. Okay, that was nice. That was very nice.
Very
nice.
And a shout out to all the A&T healthcare employees.
You know,
there are some really great stories. You know, we talked a little bit about how, you know, it helps somebody stay in their home. And I've had supervisors come back from a visit to a patient with their aide there. And they, you know, they'll tell me, like, it was so nice. The aide had nice music playing that they like, or they're playing cards or checkers, or, you know, reading or watching a favorite program together, you know, as opposed to someone being alone. And it makes a big difference.
Right. No, and that's important. And one of the things that I really, just to tell you how much it's changed so much, I originally was working for A&T, I believe it was in 1985 or 86, I think closer to 86, when I was, you know, I was working at, you know, as a nurse at Nyack Hospital. And then I was also doing this, I was working at Phelps as a microbiologist, as a matter of fact. Wow. And I was doing this as an RN, you know, part time. And I just remember I was an RN, and a lot of the things that I was caring for the patients at that particular time is work now that our home health care aides and our personal care aides are able to do now. So that's something that has changed in terms of the delivery system. Is now you don't need like a extended like 4-year degree in order to render this care in the home setting, but there are times that whatever is needed, a personal care aide or home health care aide,
depending on what it is. Of course, if it's a skilled nursing need, then, you know, that's something that a nurse would have to do. But there are things that now the aides can do more of the personal care. The home health aide can provide assistance with activities of daily living, like bathing and dressing and personal care. They provide light housekeeping. They can accompany the patient to a physician visit or dialysis or even shopping trips. One of our patients recently was at the mall, you know, with one of her home health aides. So, you know, that's very, very important. And to, you know, continue to be part of the community, even though you're not able to always be alone or do it alone, you can still get out there and do things and live the best quality of life.
I mean, even just to continue along those lines, and as far as like how the healthcare paradigm has shifted, but so often now, I know we had, it was one of our earlier programs, is that home healthcare has become highly specialized. Like a lot of the things that are being done in the home setting would be, you never would have thought of doing that like 20 years ago or what have you. You're particularly with your parental and nutritional therapy. You have the infusion therapy. That's a very big thing that's going on. Even with the telemedicine, the medical equipment that's available, and I think those are things that they're
absolutely. There's in-home dialysis. There's, you know, in-home ventilators. People are able to have these high-tech treatments at home, and with telemedicine, you can actually visualize and talk to your physician. You know,
right. And it's all there, but you're in the home setting and you are having that kind of advanced work that's being received. And I know we talked about, going back to that infusion therapy, is that someone that may have, let's say, an endocarditis, which is just an inflammation of the heart, that particular person may need to be treated on IV antibiotics for anywhere from 4 to 6 weeks. and that would be to antibiotics, you know, twice a day or three times a day, however it's ordered. And rather than spending 6 weeks in a hospital, that would cause an exorbitant cost
and
the inconvenience
and
in that. And plus, in fact, as I keep saying, increasing your risk of contracting, like,
that's,
you know, nosocomial infection,
right?
Because a lot of people walking here, coming in, coming here and doing that.
You're exposed then to so many more bugs or bacteria, viruses, and so on. And it increases your risk then, because you're already having an issue. Now it increases your risk of having another problem. So.
Right. And it's so much like simpler in that sense. But as I said, you know, the people have to be trained accordingly. Okay, this is something, that's one of the things that, you know, Director of Education, we make sure that, you know, all our employees are up to speed on all the new technology that's available as far as like having the in-services. Mm-hmm. And I just know that even with the, as we were talking about the infusion therapy, because of that extended period of time, you really have to be monitoring everything accordingly. You don't want to make sure that, you know, any kind of infection may be taking place, but you can just see how it'll be much more enjoyable to be in the home setting as to why, you know, staying in the hospital if it wasn't necessary. Okay, you're listening to Health Matters. My name is Peter Fella, Director of Education. I'm here with Ann Fella. And when we come back, we will talk a little bit about what you should think about when you are selecting a home health care agency.
A&T Healthcare hires the most qualified pediatric, high-tech RNs and LPNs. They provide care with the utmost compassion and sensitivity. A&T Healthcare are committed to providing their pediatric and adult patients with the highest standards of nursing care. By providing high-caliber, reliable nurses and high-quality service, A&T Healthcare consistently delivers more value for each dollar spent. Call 845-638-4342 or visit at-healthcare.com.
This is Sister Anna. Listen to The Garden of the Child, a story discussion time with students. Story develops listening skills and imagination. Saturdays at 11:10 a.m. on WTBQ.
Hey, polka fans, it's Nat the Cat inviting you to join me for an hour of polka fun each and every Sunday morning. For the very best in polkas, waltzes, and obedics, join us at 10 a.m. for the Natalie Gabala Polka Fun Show, Sundays, and it's all here on TBQ.
WTBQ weather.
We have some patchy fog out there this morning. It'll be partly cloudy this afternoon, and there's a chance of a shower later on. Still mild in the upper 60s. Tonight there might be a patchy area showers moving through. Otherwise, just cloudy with a low in the mid-50s. Stays mild. Tomorrow, clouds and some sun. We could see a passing shower again, but a light chance. High near 70. A few showers early tomorrow night. Otherwise, just cloudy in lower 50s and mostly sunny Saturday and cooler, 55 to 60. From the WTBQ Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Tony Salima.
WTBQ.
Welcome back. I hope you are feeling all right, because we are feeling all right. We're celebrating Home Health Care Month, the month of November, and we also talked briefly about Movember. Okay,
we did. And, you know, one of the things you said when you were talking about activity, every topic that we've talked about, that we've discussed on the air, it all comes down to physical activity.
Yep.
Exercise. Yep. The 20 minutes, 30 minutes a day of just a walk, or and you don't have to do it all at one time. You can do 2 10-minute, you know, short walks, or going outside, getting some fresh air, doing, you know, just light exercise is always helpful. And that's one of the things you mentioned again when talking about, you know, your risks. So
there's always activity. Even it lowers your risk for just about everything, having a good diet. And as far as like exercising. Okay, well, we were talking about and about who needs home health care. And I said that story about many times people, oh, gee, I don't need home health care, but things happen. I remember we had a brutal winter last year and how many people slipped and fell.
Yeah.
I remember the story, someone from one of our employees injured themselves on the ice. And she told the story that when she went to the ER, it looked like there was some kind of a natural disaster that had happened, because so many other people had fell and injured themselves. Mm-hmm. And as I said, you know, you don't plan on injuring yourself, but if something does happen, you know, you would be in need of home health care. after being discharged from the hospital. But really it covers like older Americans who may have any kind of, you know, health problems. A lot of times this is where they're able to maintain their independence, okay? They're in home and they can be independent and they have the support of a professional caregiver. It's really like the whole spectrum. I know even individuals with chronic disease, I know we've talked about that numerous times. Chronic disease is the disease that you have for long term that you can control, but you cannot cure. And examples of that is rheumatoid arthritis, MS, even, you know, diabetes. Those are all, you know, different examples that happen. And it just, it is something that you might not plan on having it, but it may happen. But let's just talk a little bit, Anne, as far as like if you were to select a home health care agency, mm-hmm. because I know like so there are so many that are out there. And again, we are, you know, promoting A&T Healthcare, but I'd like to just some things that you should be looking for if you are, if you were, if it was necessary to, you know, select a home healthcare agency.
Right, right. So, you know, some of the things that you should ask or find out about when you're selecting an agency would be how many years has this agency served the community? Now, there's different types of agencies. We are a family-owned and operated agency that we work for, A&T Healthcare, and we have branches, but there are franchises as well. So those are things that you have to find out.
Right. Yeah, we are not a franchise. People thought that they said, "Oh, is A&T a franchise because you have all the different offices?" Mm-hmm. We are not a franchise. We're a family owned and operated business.
And so, how many years have they served the community? And Margaret said, you know, A&T Healthcare has been serving the community for 31 years since 1984.
Right, and there is a lot that has to be done with that. I know my days work with the Department of Health is that, you know, somebody just says, "Yeah, I want to open up a home health care agency," and, "Oh, fill out some papers, and you're going to get it." It's a little more involved, and a lot of times it's the competency, you know, that they're able to do something like mm-hmm. that, you know, and character also plays into it, okay?
and an agency should be able to provide you with a brochure or a flyer of what services they provide, what costs are entailed with these services, and you know, how these things are paid for. So those are good questions.
Yeah, no, and that's important. Even with A&T, if you call up and there is some question, and let's say, gee, that isn't something that we would be providing, we would refer you to the proper...
Right, we could give you directions.
Proper directions.
And that'll happen a lot of times. You know, one of the nurses will come in and we'll talk about, "Gee, you know, we don't do this, but what do you think? Is there anything we could tell them to do?" And we very often will get back to someone and say, "You know, why don't you try, you know, with this agency or that issue?" And it is a little confusing, home care, and as healthcare is in general, but not all home care agencies accept Medicare.
Mm-hmm.
Certified right. agencies accept Medicare. So A&T Certified Home Care is one of those agencies in Rockland County. So,
we are able to accept Medicare, and I know that's another thing that, as far as like, it's called a CHA.
Certified Home Health Agency.
You might have heard that, and again, they do accept Medicare, yeah. Medicaid. And one of the things about that is that the state limits the number of CHAs that are available.
It's like hospital beds at home.
Yes,
almost.
Yes.
I always like think of it that way. Like, there's not that many certified agencies because it would be overwhelmed.
Right. So, but we do have that designation in Rockland County, that it is available. It is something that could be covered.
Right. So that, and then the other agencies like A&T Healthcare, which is in Newburgh, New City, Kingston, New York City, and Mount Kisco, those are licensed agencies, and they're licensed by the state of New York, and we accept Medicaid, private insurance, private care. And, you know, those, you know, I know yesterday we had even the military insurance. Mm-hmm. So that's good to know.
Okay, because I think that we have a caller. Good morning and welcome to Health Matters. May I have your first name and where are you calling from?
Good morning. This is Carrie Berg.
Carrie, how are you? Carrie,
I'm good, thank you. Oh, how are you?
Listen, we're celebrating Home Health Care Month, and we had Tom
Happy
and Margaret
home
on.
Happy Home Health Care Month.
Happy Home Health Care Month.
Okay.
Go Home Health Care.
Now, Carrie, how long have you been with A&T Healthcare?
I started with A&T Healthcare in 1985.
Oh, so we just had Tom and Margaret on talking. But tell us some of your how did you wind up at A&T, and what was your connection with Tony Babington?
Well, actually, I worked as a LPN at Nyack Hospital, and I worked with Annette Galena.
Okay, Annette, yes, yes.
The A part of A&T.
That's right. It was Annette and Tony, and yes. Okay.
And she had asked me to, you know, come aboard. You know, at the time I was an LPN, and they were looking for LPNs, and she asked me to come aboard. So I did as an LPN.
Right. Now, Carrie, you're not an LPN anymore.
No, I am not. I actually went to school. I went to RCC. And I graduated from RCC in 1995.
Wow.
So I'm now working at A&T, 19 years as an RN.
Wow.
That's terrific.
Fantastic.
But you've been there 30 years? Almost 30 years?
Yeah, almost 30 years.
Wow.
Carrie, can you tell us something a little bit about how home health care is different from your experience working at Nyack Hospital, or some stories that you may have as far as like what you found, you know, doing this particular work?
Well, the hospital nursing is, totally different than home care. In home care, you're dealing with one-on-one, you're a lot closer with the families and, you know, the patient, and, you know, there's a lot more involvement in home care than there is in a hospital. You know, families are great advocates for their, you know, family members that we're providing care to. And, you know, you just kind of make sure that they're getting all the, you know, the care that they need in order to stay home and be safe. In the hospital, it's kind of different. You know, you have a lot of patients, and it's very hard to, you know, really spend quality time with them. You want to, but you just don't have the time to do it.
And I think Tom shared that with us. His mother said that she saw that, you know, many of the patients, that they were there, they were, like, really dying by themselves. They were so lonely.
Right.
Like, can't we do something better?
There was nobody there.
Right, right. So, Carrie, you know? What do you do? What are some of the things that you do in the home now?
Well, we basically, when a patient is discharged, you know, from a facility, my main concern is that patient came out of that facility and, you know, was discharged safely. You know, you want to make sure that they have the proper care, they have the proper equipment, you know, they're not alone, you know, that's really our biggest concern, is to make sure that they have the proper care in order to stay home safely.
Great. And you work very closely with the primary physician.
We do. The care that we provide in the home is actually, you know, our treatment plan is actually made up with, you know, the doctor. You know, it's whatever he wants us to do.
Right. So I know that a lot of times you'll go out and you'll
do an assessment and, we may find something that was not even discovered in the hospital or the facility that the patient came out of. And it's our responsibility to, you know, report that back to the physician and, you know.
Right.
Provide the proper treatment.
Get the physician order.
And Carrie, also, as far as your position, you do on-call work, is that correct, with A&T?
I do on-call. We do once a month on-call on the weekend. During the week, we have one night a week that we do on-call. Mm-hmm. It's for emergency purposes, like a lot of times, you know, the individual just doesn't know what to do, so they call us, and we kind of direct them.
Right.
You know, we may not have to go to the home to see the patient, but they certainly need some direction because they're not sure what to do.
You know, and the reason I was bringing that up
with that.
Right, but I know that Carrie and the other nurses, they do go out.
We do go out occasionally.
Mm-hmm. I know you have.
I have gone out. You know, we have, we get a lot of IV cases.
Right.
You know, so, you know, a lot. You know, they may have problems with their line or, mm-hmm. you know, with the they have a pump that's going off and they're not really sure what to do with
right.
it.
Yeah.
So we have made visits.
Right. They troubleshoot and they...
They troubleshoot over the phone, but sometimes... You know, you just need to.
You got to see
go
it.
Go out there.
That's right.
Now they're getting nervous. They're upset, and that's the last thing
right.
we want them to.
That's right.
Be as upset. So
before,
we do make visits.
Yeah, but before you had called, Carrie, we were talking about selecting a home health care agency, and you kind of like touched on it, is that one of the important things about going to a home care agency is do you have a nursing supervision on call 24 hours a day? As we all know, it's driven in us that health care is a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week profession.
Correct.
And that's an important thing that A&T does provide, is that there is someone
right.
that is on call 24 hours and you will
to,
have a
yeah,
live
we,
person.
And that's one of the things we really stress and amplify is to make sure that individual that we're providing service with that we do make sure that they are aware that we are 24/7.
That's
right. The office is here. We're here 9 to 5, but after 5 o'clock, weekends, holidays, we're 24/7 operation.
Right. Oh, that's perfect.
You can always get in touch with a nurse.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And I know Carrie goes out, and I know you, you're a good blood drawer.
right. That's me.
I always got nervous my days of drawing. I used to start the IVs, and I was like, I didn't like hurting the patient. That's what my problem was.
Right.
I'd be upset.
That's not something that any of us, want to do. But I happen to be a good IV.
You're a good IV nurse.
I happen
nurse.
To be good at that.
A lot of times, Karis is coming.
That's one of my specialties.
And she'll even drive the blood over to the lab sometimes.
Right. We do that sometimes.
When it's critical and important.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right, because it has to. You can't be, you got to get it done. You got to get it to the lab. It has to be processed, Patients that are coming home from the hospitals, they're a lot sicker than they used to be. They never sent them home. I mean, with the drips that they,
Yeah, we're talking about the technology, yes.
Right.
They're a lot sicker.
They are a lot sicker. We
but
see
they do better at home than they do in the facility.
You're right. And they heal better. They have
they
less opportunity for infection.
Right.
And other
less opportunity, correct.
Try to get back to your daily life after you've had a very serious insult to your health. So
correct.
Yeah. Well, we thank you so much,
Carrie. Thank you so much. We're about 31 years.
Finding the time. I know your schedule's busy.
You're busy, but thank you so much for calling and sharing, your experience at A&T Healthcare. And you're listening to Health Matters. When we come back, we'll continue to talk about ways of selecting a proper home healthcare agency.
A&T Healthcare is a full-service home healthcare agency that works closely with your hospital discharge planner and other referral sources to ensure that all of you or your loved one's home healthcare needs are met. They provide short or long-term hourly or live-in home health aides, LPNs, and highly trained and qualified nurses and therapists as needed. A&T Healthcare has earned a reputation for dependability, responsiveness, and personalized attention. By working in conjunction with nursing departments, HMOs, managed care insurance companies, and other referral sources, they act as facilitators in planning and anticipating patients' needs at home. Call 845-638-4342 or visit at-healthcare.com.
This is Marina Case, principal designer of the Red Shutters in downtown Warwick. Tune in every Tuesday at 12 noon and join me for The Style Show, a show about decorating, fashion, and fun on WTBQ Radio, worth listening to.
Hi, this is Stacey Lawrence of the Greenwood Lake Garden Center here with my co-host,
Kevin Sweeney of the Windermere Agency.
We would love it if you all would join us every Friday from 11 to 12 on WTBQ for Greenwood Lake Radio.
All Greenwood Lake, all the time.
WTBQ, you feel it all right.
All right, and welcome back to Health Matters. Why? Because your health does matter. My name is Peter Fella, Director of Education, A&T Healthcare. I'm joined here with Ann Fella. And as we said, we are celebrating Home Healthcare Month. Happy Home Healthcare Month.
Happy Home Healthcare Month.
We're very proud of the work that we're doing at A&T Healthcare. And that was a great conversation we had with Carrie that called in. She's been clamoring. Yeah. She wanted to be on the show, but we have to get her in the studio.
I think she has such a very busy schedule that it's often hard for her to...
But she's one of the original. We have another caller in line. Good morning and welcome to Health Matters. Who am I calling with? May I have your first name and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Kelly. I'm calling from A&T in Newburgh office.
Oh,
Hi, Kelly.
How are you? Happy Home Care Week Month.
Happy Home Care Month.
Oh, this is great. This is great. I was just talking about the class that I just had up, and I've been seeing a lot of Kelly, and I've been able to listen to WTBQ going to work a lot. I really enjoy that because I've been working at the Newburgh office for the last 2 weeks doing the class, so I've been seeing a lot of Kelly. But Kelly, how are you?
Oh, great. Great. Thank you.
Could you tell us a little bit about your experience, and how did you wind up doing home health care?
I was working down at Westchester Medical at the time, and one of the children there were due to be coming home with private duty nursing, which happens to be one of the services that A&T, as well as other agencies, provide.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the moms had known that I lived in not far from her area, and we had built up a rapport, you know, being as a nurse in the hospital, and with the child coming home and needing nursing care in the home, she had asked if I'd ever thought about it, and, you know, is there any way I would think of joining up with the agency, which is what I did, and that's, you know, truly how I, you know, made that avenue. I stayed on my full-time job at Westchester, but I also did this on the side, which was really a nice way to segue into it, that it was the same, you know, the family I had already built a rapport with, the child I was quite comfortable with, and he was comfortable with me, and, you know, it kind of just went from there. So I started in the home, and then through the years, I, you know, had different avenues, different positions in different places, but, you know, home care was always a special part of my heart, and when I saw a position was available in the Rockland office at the time, mm-hmm. I had applied, and luckily enough, as a supervisor, I came in, I was hired as a supervisor, and then I became a director there, and then I've been the director for the last few years here in the Orange office. Mm-hmm. I can't say enough about A&T. In general, people come in every day for an interview here, and I tell them all, you know, people comment on our logo, of course, is home health care with dignity.
With dignity, yes.
And people have called me on the phone because they'll see that. They'll read it in the little penny saver, our logo. And that really hits home because, you know, Tony, again, God love her, she really meant that. You know, we look at people. And I think, you know, as a director, as a nurse, we do look at a patient, as a person, totally different than if it were a business type thing.
Right,
so,
right.
So, you know, I really believe we have the success. 31 years we've been around. In this office, I have 5 different counties that I service, and I have contracts with all the county agencies and so on. But I think it's because we have such a successful name because we do treat a patient as a patient, not as a business, not as a number. You know, it just really goes a long way with patients and with their families. We're with these patients holidays, weekends,
right.
Snowstorms. We have, at the end of the month, I have a family taking 2 of the nurses going on vacation with the patient.
Right. Wow.
You know,
wow.
We have one over the summer, another set of patient went with it. And
right.
really, you know, to build that security, not just a person who shows up and does their shift, but to really feel secure about them, that really goes a long way. You know, I meet people all the time, you know, when you're out networking at different things, and you'll say, oh, I'm from A&T. Oh, A&T. You know, everybody knows. It really
I love that. Yes.
That's true. Everybody does know the name.
And I always know when I do the trade shows sometimes with Tom Babington, and someone will come up to me and say, oh, you took care of my father like 15 years ago. It was like so wonderful and all that. And really, it does my heart so good. And it's, oh, well, thank you. And that's always important, is that, you know, like word of mouth, is that, you know, when you have an agency, like we were just talking, Kelly, you know, about, you know, ways about selecting an agency and, you know, things that you should be looking for and the questions that you have to be asking. And that's one thing that we always, you know, stress, is that, you know, ask the questions and
absolutely.
And make sure that, you know, is this what you want? And, You know, always be part of the care. That's what it is. We don't just walk in here. This is the care plan that we're going to do on this particular patient or your loved one. But no, how do you want to do it? And a lot of times I think Ann was talking about it, even like watching programs or something like that, that maybe certain things right. that they find special or certain activities that are special to them. That's something that we have to pull out of, you know, the family and the patient, you know, when we're opening up a particular case and we're
right.
doing it.
Yesterday, just you and I, Peter, talking to the class that graduated yesterday, you know, one of them, the aides happened to brought up a really good thing. Well, okay, so I have such and such a time, I'm at the case, and I get a lot of my work done and all. What can I do now? And that's when I tried to, you know, you heard me, I'm sure, say,
yes.
This is the time you're going to find out a favorite thing they like to do. Maybe they were a heck of a great chess player in their
right.
younger day,
right.
or
right.
cards was their kind of thing. You know, that's what we're there for. We are there to fill the time, yes. Do the chores on the plan of care, absolutely. You know, provide their showers, provide their meals, provide their light housekeeping, things like that. But also to get in and help them enjoy their living days.
Right,
they're
right.
in their home. It's going a long way. People are living longer than they've ever done. But, you know, some of these people are on oxygen. They can't leave their home, possibly. Or they're, you know, they're confined. Possibly they don't drive. Or, they're, you know, their legs may be so enlarged due to, you know, any kind of medical reasons that they're just confined. And so for us being there, we're their social hour sometimes. We
yeah,
might only
yeah.
go in twice a week for 3 hours, but they look forward to that.
Yeah,
and I tell
yeah.
every one of the classes, you know, really think long and hard if you're going to try and call out. It's not just a job, you know, showing up to the local store where you might be working the register and they can get somebody else to fill your spot. You're an integral part of their life. Don't, you know, think twice about calling out. That's the kind of people we want working for us at A&T.
Right,
and we do have to weed them out because there are ones that you know, are not in it for the reasons we want it.
Right, we are selective.
We're very
and you do the interviewing, Kelly. That's right. See, when I teach a course in New City, I get to interview the candidates. But when I teach a class up in Kingston, Newburgh, or New York City, I really am not part of the screening process. That's where you come in. That's where you would do it. And I think you were just talking about the different attributes. It takes a special kind of person to do this kind of work.
Right. You know, as a nurse, I've been a nurse 31 years now, and I'm sure yourselves just as much. You can go into any kind of healthcare setting, and you can almost always pick out the nurse who went into nursing because they heard it pays good money. They heard it, you know, it's a pretty good job. You can always get a job, you know, as opposed to someone that their whole life, this was their passion. Well, it's the same thing with the aides. You know, these aides that have come to us, and when I'm interviewing them, you know, I have lots of different questions that kind of can be a pinpoint to ask their questions and kind of feel what their little heart is in it or not. And, you know, they're like, I took care of my grandmother at 11 years old. You know, I took care of her because mom had to go to work every day and things like that. You know, it's not just because it was their grandma, but maybe that was the little seed that was set there for them for their long-term, you know, life's calling and being a home health aide. And let me tell you, I get calls from compliments all the time,
yes.
both from the agencies and from the family members.
Well, that's fantastic. Kelly, you sounded so good. You sound so...
you certainly know, have the experience in home care.
Really, I can feel it in your voice about how you really enjoy doing it. You're very passionate about
really
what you're doing.
And I really do mean that. I feel very, very blessed every day because we have... And we laugh, you know, just like anywhere. There's certain patients that have certain little characteristics, you know, but that's anywhere in life. But you know what? That's there that we look forward to. That's what makes our jobs so great. That every day, if you know, we could call Mrs. So and So, we know she's hard of hearing, so we'll yell louder into the phone. You know, the people in the next door building can hear us talking. But you know, that's just the little things that we know about the special traits about our patients, and we want to be that kind of an agency.
Well, and that's great, really. Kelly, thank you so much for calling. I'll be
you
seeing you tomorrow.
Mentally.
I still have something else tomorrow, but I want to thank you for being on the show. You're listening to Health Matters because your health does matter. We're just about out of time. I want to thank Tom and Margaret and Carol for all the great work and leadership that they're providing to A&T Healthcare. And as I always say at the end, to you, your friends and family, I wish you all the best, and we'll see you, hear you next week on Health Matters. Thank you so much. Enjoy.